Rabbi Yochanan, it's a little bit less than halfway down on Daf Tes Vov Omid Beis. Rabbi Yochanan, I have to put the power into this. I need this for later. Very important. Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara here says Machlekes B'Sheish. Al B'Sheva Divikol said Machlekes over here. The Machlekes over here is when do we burn Chametz? Machlekes, which Machlekes? Machlekes over here, this Machlekes would be Meir and Rabbi Yossi of the previous Mishnah regarding is Chomet, Shechomet, Osor.
What
are you wanting? You don't know where? Oh, Shol Zev is here.
I apologize. Okay. Shimon Omeis is going to come also.
I know, but if you come, you have to come on time because I don't know what to do. It's a big slap to go back.
I apologize.
Oh, okay, let's go. Let's see.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's fine. Okay. So she'll give me a half a second. Just to get the computer.
Don't forget Shimon Omeis.
I know. He's not here either now.
No, but he always shows up a little late. I apologize. Okay.
You assumed I was going to show up. Okay.
I was waiting.
Fair.
I was waiting to
assume that.
And I forgot my Gemara Tzachim. I really apologize.
It's fine.
Sir Snefesh,
Taita,
it's a tremendous chus for you.
It's chus for Beistein. Now we'll just get a Pesachim here.
Rishol, you hear me still?
Loud and clear.
I got you, Gemara. Okay, so let's get a little warm over here. I'm about to Rabbi Yochanan. Machlekes b'sheish. Machlekes is sheish. Al b'shevah divrei kol tzarfin. Machlekes is in the sixth hour, but in the seventh hour, everyone agrees you have to know. What exactly over here are we burning? What exactly here are we burning? Machlekes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi is b'sheish. Chomesh then is also midrabanan, but b'shevash is a chavz deraisa divrei kol tzarfin. The chomesh atar miyachet hamakes. Going back to the Mishnah, the Mishnah over here discussing the case of what of chametz of truma. Are you allowed to burn truma to hoira? Are you allowed to burn truma to hoira erev Pesach? It's now what? Not when it comes to truma, when it comes to chametz, you must burn, but to burn
chametz,
right? It is chametz, but there's an iser de'oraisa to burn truma, and the Mishnah here says this goes back to the Mishnah that not everyone agrees that you are permitted to burn truma. Go back to the Mishnah. All the way back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah over here says, Rabbi Chanin, we have over here towards the bottom, Rabbi Eliezer of Yeshua says, Sarfim Zuli Atzma Vizuli Atzma. Amal Nechliku Al Hatiluya V'Al Hatimeya. Rabbi Eliezer,
you can burn them together, but each one individually
you can burn. Okay, you're right. You are correct. Everyone agrees you can burn. The question is, can you burn it together? So coming along now and saying, this Machlek is, can you burn it together or not? It's only during the sixth hour. Because during the sixth hour, it's not yet Osir. But in the seventh hour, when it's Mamish Osir Ben Osir Behana, everyone agrees you're allowed to burn it together, even though by burning it together, you are causing it to become Tanei.
Where are you up
to? Daf Tezvav Amid Beis. A little bit less than halfway down. Tezvav Amid Beis. Are you allowed to burn them together in the sixth hour? Avol b'sheva divriyakol sarfin. In the seventh, you're allowed. Okay, in the seventh, everyone agrees you're allowed to burn. Yeah? Yes. Machlekes b'sheish. The machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua in the Mishnah. Between Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua in the Mishnah, are you allowed to go burn the chametz during the sixth hour? B'sheva. But during the seventh hour, everyone agrees you're allowed to burn. Al b'sheva divrikol sarfin. Amol Rabbi Azir, Rabbi Yossi, name of Kasav Rabbi Yochanan, Mas Nisan. Does this mean to say the one that made this statement was Rabbi Zera, name of let us say, because Rabbi Yochanan masnis in the avatum of the raisa, vladatum of the rabbanon, umay midivrayim, midivrei rechinis kanakoyhanim, amalei in. So from this we can learn, name of Kosar Rabbi Yochanan. Let's go over here, go to the Rashi. Rashi right along the side, a lot of Rashi's here, on the right to the left, go up a few lines. Name, let's see, the masnis under Rabbi Yochanan.
It was 70 very cold because the Sheva, it's already awesome with the raisa of it. So there's nothing wrong.
So why should that make a difference? Just because Asa Midaraisa, it's still Tahara, it's still pure. Enoch Enami, it's Asa Midaraisa, but still it's Tahar. Let's see the rest. So let's explain. So let's read the Rashi before. Let's learn the Rashi. Why is that tantamount? Why is it tantamount? Using fancy words here on me. Look over here, the Rashi above. Machleikis b'sheish. Shadayin ein al hatohira el iso derabonim al v'sheva shenesha kivam in hatohira ein l'cha tumah gedoyla mizu v'divri akol af Rabbi Yosi surfing.
He's equating
tumah
to iso of
the rice
of eating.
So he's called, that's a tremendous chiddush.
It's much easier, much more of a chiddush.
That's a tremendous chiddush. Tremendous chiddush to say that. To say those words, Ein l'cha Rashi says, Ein l'cha tumah gedola mizu. It's not tame. Tame, we always associate tumah with spiritual contamination. And here to say now, this spiritual contamination, here to say now, that it's the fact that it's osa midaraisa, Ein l'cha tumah gedola mizu.
This is the basis of the mayor's reasoning is that the requirement to safeguard truma is designed to ensure that the truma will be consumed in accordance with the mitzvah to do so.
Okay.
Once the truma is unfit for consumption, either because of truma or because of prohibition, there can be no requirement to safeguard it. That, thus, that which is forbidden is analogous to that which is permitted.
Who says this?
No.
You just read something from the article. They have a source. What you just read, over here, sounds a little bit strange to me. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi has very powerful terms.
I'm sorry. Which that?
That tezav mebeis.
What?
Tezav mebeis.
Thank you.
Tezav. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi has a terminology. Ein l'cha tumah gedola mizu. You gave me this whole long lumis over here. That since this This is a ganze pilpul. You make over here a pilpul. It says over here the words of Rashi, pelvic words. Am I disturbing you?
It's fine.
Ein l'cha tumah gedola mizu.
Okay, it's an opinion. I mean, he's not saying the raya from anybody, right?
All right, fine. Let's go by it. Good. Let's go by it. Okay, so we have here, the Gemara over here tells you, sorry. It's over here during the seventh hour with the trum is awesome in a Torah. If it's awesome in a Torah, it's equivalent. I know you like the word tantamount. I like the word equivalent. I like the word, we have to go ask Rabbi Shaul Lehman. He's the expert.
I also like equivalent.
So you said this is Ein l'cha tumah gedola mizu. Okay, now, so it's net, fine. That's point number one. Now, next line. Long comes the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Machloikis b'sheish. Avol b'sheva. What did I say? Amar Rabbi Yochanan machloikis b'sheva. This is Rabbi Yochanan's statement. Nachamol the Gemara. Amar Abbasim Rabbi Yochanan. The Baal HaMemra is Rabbi Yochanan. That's critical. Machlekes b'sheish. Al b'sheva nivrei kol sarfin. Amar Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Asi. Name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan made this statement. The Baal HaMemra. What do we derive? Mas Nisan. Be'ava tumo d'araisa. The only way we can come to this statement is if you hold that it's the burning two pieces of meat, we want to say midivreihem. And we want to derive a chiddush that you're allowed to be mitamei something that in midaraisa is tohar. So therefore, the only way to bring out this point is to say that the Mishnah is discussing Navatuma Deraisa, Uvlara Tuma Drabana. Okay, so you have two pieces of meat. One is an Avatuma, one is a Shlishi. The Avatuma is Tame Midaraisa, the Shlishi is only Tame Midarabana. So when you contaminate the Shlishi, you're really making something that is Tohar Tame. And Midivrehem, from that we can learn that you're allowed to take truma to hoira and burn it. Because it's also, at this point in time, you're not allowed to eat it. correct? Okay. Umay midivreyem, midivrey Rabbi Yochanan skana kehanim. So no, right, exactly. This is just, but Rabbi Yochanan also holds of this. When we learned in the previous stop, wasn't Rabbi Yochanan, were other opinions. We got into a discussion with other opinions. We wanted Rabbi Yochanan to join the bandwagon. We wanted to be part of this conspiracy here. In order for Rabbi Yochanan to make such a statement, to tell us that when it's the seventh hour, you're allowed to go and burn Truma Tehoira, to burn Truma Tehoira, everyone agrees. When is there Machlekes? Machlekes only during this, only the sixth hour. During the 6 hour, midrabanan, midaraisa, you're still permitted to eat. You're allowed to eat truma during the 6th hour. Yeah. When is it also to eat truma midaraisa, the 7th hour? Now let's see Rashi. Rashi, let's see the Rashi. Rashi will explain. Listen, we got to go. We have a lot to do tonight. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi, look at the Rashi. Rashi, divra maschil name of Rabbi Yochanan, the masnisan Rabbi Chanina bil vlar hatum drabanan, Rabbi Meir mine yolif. V'dafka nokat sheish. Now that's the point we want to make over here. Dafka sheish. That's why he's in the 6th hour. Rabbi Yochanan. V'dafka nokat sheish. Rabbi Yochanan. Umishum de is alei iser de rabbanon. Who taimo de Rabbi Meir. Avol imbol de sarfa b'chomesh v'arba. Oh, but let's say you want to go burn it in. In the.
In other words, he's bringing the rider of Asi or Rabbi Yochanan. Says he's learning his rule from our
mission.
Okay, let's go further.
Why does it say the other way around?
Okay, we're going backwards. We're going backwards. It's the 6th hour. Let's say it'll be the 5th hour or the hour. Let's go back. Moida.
That's so funny. Why you reacted?
No. Chas v'sham. No.
The what you said was very good. But you said that 6 hours you gone.
No. I was not. No. Chas v'sham. No. There's something. Whatever. No. It's nothing. Nothing.
Okay. I believe you. Okay. Continue.
Avol imbol l'sarfa b'chamish v'arba moedav yom moedav meyad de'ain l'sarfa and you're not allowed to burn. That's the point we want. We want to make the chiddush. This is a very interesting point.
What? You're not allowed to burn.
The machloekis. Yeah. You're not allowed to burn it. Oh,
why not?
Why? The afal gav the liibud. Why? The lav mid Rabbi Yeshua call is not. This is the point. He's not going Rabbi Yeshua. The time of Rabbi Yeshua has some Yeshua have said chulin. I dilma Rabbi Yochanan. What was Rabbi Yochanan sugi? Rabbi Yochanan sugi was the case of the truma. The truma that was yesterday. We learned yesterday the 2 barrels of truma.
Yeah.
We're not doing that. I dilma Rabbi Yochanan namir meir mid Rabbi Yeshua yalef. Let's go fight. The time of Rabbi Meir lav mishum isur derabanan who. The Hua Dinami Let's clarify the point we want to make here is that he made up Rabbi Yochanan said there is a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Eliezer and who's the other man? The Amar, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. No. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Only in the 6th hour. Why only in the 6th hour? Because then it's at least aser midrabanan. In the 6th hour, you're not allowed to eat chametz midrabanan. But what about in the 4th hour and the 5th hour? It's mutar lechatchila to eat chametz. Are you then allowed?
What's the between Rabbi? What's the machloek is about the 6th hour?
Are you allowed to burn it together? Are you allowed to burn? Are you allowed to burn truma tohira? Are you allowed to take truma tohira and to destroy it? There's ordinarily an iser deraisa.
So what's the machloek in Rabbi?
So Rabbi Yeshua says you're allowed to. Rabbi Yeshua says you are permitted to take truma tohira and to burn it.
Yeah.
How you talking? How can you do that? The answer is yeah, you can do it because since it's so. What's the point?
Doesn't Rabbi Akiva also hold like that?
No, we learned from Rabbi Akiva.
Oh.
Rabbi Akiva is not discussing the case of Truma. Rabbi Akiva is discussing the case. Is discussing the case of Kadoshim.
Okay.
Rabbi Yeshua says you're allowed to burn during the 6th hour. That's where Rabbi Yeshua says that Rabbi Yochanan comes along and makes a very important statement. This machlokes, are you allowed to burn Truma Tohara is only during the 6th hour?
Yeah.
Because during the 6th, what's the lumness of limiting this halacha to hour number 6? Because hour number six is when you anyway are not permitted to eat it. Because during the sixth hour, everyone agrees, you midrabanan, you're not allowed to eat chametz, because you may come, you may make a mistake between in the hours. You may make a mistake between hour number six and hour number seven. But what is the implication, Shlomi? Hour number five and hour number four, even Rabbi Yoshua agrees, you are not allowed to burn the Truma Tahira. Why not? In 3 hours from now, in 2 hours from now, it's anyway going to be good. It's going to be Cholech L'Ibot. The clock is ticking. It's not possible that we are making an assumption here that the situation is such where you don't have enough Kohanim available to eat up all of the Truma. So
Chametz Tikkut Truma.
You have a lot of Chametz Tikkut Truma and you don't have enough Kohanim here to eat it all up. So where is it going to go? It's going to go in the garbage anyway. It's anyway going to become Asa Bahana. So what difference does it make the sixth hour or the fifth hour or the fourth hour? Once you get to a certain point in time, it's not possible for this amount of chametz to be consumed.
Should I tell you why? Because you still have until the sixth, until the seventh hour now. Don't you have to burn the chametz the seventh hour? Chatzayis.
The seventh hour is already also bahana. The seventh hour, you're not allowed to have it anymore.
Right.
So, but then the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan said that during the seventh hour, everyone agrees that you're allowed to burn the chametz. Everyone agrees. Okay. In the seventh hour, when is your machlekes if you're allowed to burn the chametz? It's only in the sixth hour. Why?
What's that? Why are you allowed to burn the chametz? It's not in your shis anymore. So, what's the whole purpose? Why are you burning the chametz?
Besides not being in your, that's not the point. Even though it was never in your rishus, truma luchar is never in your rishus. But there's an iser de'oraisa to destroy truma tahira.
Yeah.
There's an iser de'oraisa. How do we let you come along and destroy truma tahira? That's a terrible avera to destroy. Teretz is how do we let you do it, even if it's not yours? So Rabbi Yeshua says, along comes Rabbi Yochanan, everyone agrees that once you get to hour number seven, everyone agrees you're allowed to destroy it. Why? Because if it's osur, it's equivalent to being tame. Once the chametz is osur, Rashi's words are, ein lecha tumo gedoylo mizu. We think of tumah as spiritual contamination, right? If a dead body touches the truma, so the truma is tame. Even if it did not come in contact with the dead body, the fact that you're not permitted to eat it, this itself is equivalent to tuma. Are you allowed to burn truma to tamea? Of course, it's a mitzvah to burn truma to tamea. So once it becomes osur, it's tamea. Rashi's words are ein lecha tuma gedola mizu. So now, what's the chiddush of Yeshua? Even if it's osur to eat midrabanan, that's already called tameya, and that you're allowed to burn it when it's only osur midrabanan. But during hour number four and hour number five, is it osur?
No,
not osur. Are you allowed to burn it then?
No,
because what's the lum? This Rabbi Yochanan, the green light to burn truma is it has to be tameya, and what's his main chiddush? Isur achila is equivalent to tumah. L'may nafkemina, when it's not osa ba'achila, even though it's not practical to eat it anymore, it's hoylech li'ibud, it's still osa to burn. Basically, according to yesterday's Daf Gemara, the lumdis of Rabbi Yeshua would permit you to burn the truma even hour four and five. Once you come to a point in time during the day when it's just not practical for you to eat it, and the truma is going to be hoylech li'ibud. If the truma is hoylech li'ibud, you're already allowed to burn it.
Quanto, not in quanto.
That was yesterday's gemara. That was the lumnus of yesterday. This gemara, this Rabbi Yochanan, the more is being the Rabbi Yochanan, that's not the lumnus. The lumnus of being allowed to burn truma tahira is it's osur to eat. Once there's an iser deraisa to eat, that iser is equivalent to tumah. Yesterday, there wasn't the issue. Yesterday, the issue was when you get to a certain point of time during the day, it's just hoylech li'ibud. I'm not going to eat it. Why are you not going to eat it? Because it's osur to eat, or it's just not practical to eat?
Not practical.
Not practical.
Give me an example that's not practical.
You have a whole
table. Oh, you won't be able to eat up all of it.
Exactly. You can't eat up. There are no takers. they're no takers. So once already it's not practical for it to be eaten, then you're allowed to burn it.
So how come? So this conflicts with the previous Gemara.
Oh, it doesn't conflict. It's a different opinion.
Oh, it's a different opinion.
Let's read the Rashi really quickly. Rashi one more time. Let's read the Rashi one more time.
Which Rashi?
Name of Rabbi Yochanan. What do you think? You got hot?
Rabbi Yochanan, yeah.
You're getting hot under the collar? Oh, that was a good, very good. You threw it onto the bed in one shot. Very good. You good aim there. You should go work for the NBA. Name of Kasav Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds. Nachmal the Rashi. The Masnison. The Masnison. Rabbi Chanina Bilvara Tumud Rabbanon. Rav Meir Mino Yalef. Rav Meir. We had this discussion yesterday. We're dealing with Deraiso Drabbanon. So we're going to bring a raya now that we're dealing over here with an Isra Deraisa. We're learning over here that you have the Chumas Tohoira and you're being in the Mishnah. We bring a raya from Rav Chanina Sgan HaKohanim that you're allowed to burn two pieces of meat together where one is Tami, one is Tahar. It's Tahar Midoraisa. Midoraisa, it's Tahar. And you're now going to take Kachim, that's Tahar Midoraisa, and you're going to burn it. How do I know that? How do we know that's the Pshat? Because Vidavka Nokat Sheish, Rabbi Yochanan, because when Rabbi Yochanan expressed this opinion, he said that the Machlekes is going Vidavka in hour number 6. Why? What's unique about hour number 6? Hour number 6, it's Osir, Umishum the Is Ale Isir de Rabbanon Hu, time of their mayor. That's why. Aval Imbal the Sarfa B'chomesh V'arba, but let's say you would want to burn the Chomets in hour 4 or 5. When the chametz there's no issur mirabbanan, moide Rabbi Meir, the ain't sarfin, you're not allowed to burn it. The af al gav the soifa libud, even though it's going to end up in the garbage. Hour number 4, number 5 is already a zman when no one wants to eat it. No one wants to eat the chametz. Hour number 4, number 5, it doesn't matter. The lav, because this lumnus is not working. The lav mirabbi yeshuv mikoyolif. The time of Rabbi Yeshua Hasam Mishum Hefsid Chulin, because there, if we would learn out from Rabbi Yeshua's other halacha, then it all has to do with something which is Hoylech Le'ibud. Remember yesterday's sugi. What was the lumnus of the sugi yesterday? We have a hill. On the top of the hill, we have a wine press, and there's a barrel of wine of Truma Tahira, and the barrel cracks. And the wine flows down the mountain. Where is the wine going into? It's going to go into a barrel of wine, a pool of wine of Chulin Temeah. When that wine gets in there, what's going to happen? There's going to be a taruvis.
Yeah.
It's going to be mixed. And when it gets mixed, what's going to happen? It's all going to be Hoylech Le'ibud. I have Truma Tahira.
Not only that, but Truma Tahira is going to become Tamei.
Right. Well, and that's Mameh by itself. The Truma Tahira is going to become Tamei. And it's
then
going,
to eat,
and then it's all going to go into the garbage.
Right.
The tahira is gone
because
it's on the way down. When it gets into the chulin, there's going to be a taruvis of chulin with chulin tamei with truma, which means all the chulin. You have $1 million worth of chulin that's going to go in the garbage.
Yeah,
you have chulin tamei.
Yeah.
But when soon as the truma gets mixed here, so therefore, what is this called? It's on the way down. What did Rabbi Meir permit? What did Rabbi Yeshua say you can do? An incredible chiddush. He says you can go take a barrel. You have in front of you a barrel that's Tameh, and you can intercept the Kumba Asay, the Truma Tahira that's downstream, and prevent the Truma Tahira from going into the bottom, that's going to make your Chulin worthless. So what are you doing? You are Kumba Asay, you are being Mitameh Truma Tahira. What? How could you do that? What's the answer? Because the Truma Tahira is a goner. Why is it a goner? Because it's going down the mountain. Shlomi, you got it? You have Truma Tahira going down the mountain. Right now, is this Truma Tahira or Tameya?
Tahira.
And what am I doing? I'm being Mitameyit Biyodayim.
By taking a Tumna Kayla?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
How are you allowed to do that? How are you allowed to do that? I only have a Tamei
Kale. How are you allowed to do that?
I mean, Matame. Because the Truma is Hoylech Le'ibud. If I do nothing, where is it going to go?
Oh, I got it.
Into the garbage.
I got it.
So it's called the issue.
At least save the Cholin.
Right. So
here you're not accomplishing
exactly.
This. I understand.
So what's the lamis? When are you allowed to be mitame truma tohira? When the truma tohira is the geder hoylech liibud. Once it's
hoylech, there has to be some positive purpose.
Fine, positive purpose. But it's once it's begeder hoylech liibud, it's a goner.
Yeah.
If that's the case, if it's erev Pesach and it's hour number four, number five, are you allowed to eat it? Are you allowed to eat it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but is it hoylech liibud?
Yes.
Why? Because
similar to that case.
Because
yeah.
You can't get enough koyhanim to eat it.
Right.
Four and five.
So therefore, you're allowed to burn it.
So you should be allowed to burn it.
Right.
What did Rabbi Yochanan say? No, under no condition can you burn the truma hour four and five. Mm-hmm. You're only allowed to burn the truma hour six.
Why six? What difference it's got?
Because six, it's also to eat. Oh, if there's an iser achila. When something is also ba'achila,
but here lemaisa it could be eaten, just nobody's gonna eat it.
Oh, so that's hoylech liibud. So if the lumdis is a lumdis of hoylech liibud, then the rule would apply. You're allowed to burn even hour four, hour
correct.
Five, hour six.
Correct.
But if the lumdis, we don't say the lumdis of hoylech liibud.
Correct.
We say the lumdis of it's also ba'achila, yeah. And you have Rashi's words. You have the five paragraphs. I don't know what you're reading over there, but Rashi has few choice words. Ein lecha tuma gedoy lemizu. Those are Rashi's
words. Where's Rashi?
Rashi above machlekes b'sheish. You go up there. Those words, you have to underline those words, put in red. Mamish red. These are the most critical words of the whole Daf Gemara. Ein lecha tuma gedoy lemizu. Something that is osur is tameh. Ein lecha tuma gedoy lemizu. If something is osur, that is
it's tameh.
So when is it osur b'achila? Hour number six.
No, he says hour number seven.
But Midrabanan, it's also, that's
correct.
The point.
Yeah, this
is hour number six.
Yeah.
So therefore, that's the raya. The raya over here is, since Rabbi Yochanan, he went out of his way to say that the machloik is between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua is bedafka, hour number six.
I'm talking about the Amoy Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah?
Rabbi Yochanan says that in the Mishnah, when do they argue in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan, when do they argue in the Mishnah, they argue at bedafka, hour number six, but hour number seven, you can burn it. Oh, wait a minute. By making that statement, hour number six, you indirectly imply, but hour number four and hour number five, everyone agrees you're not allowed to burn it.
Right.
Why not? Hour number four.
What's that?
Hour,
who says hour number six?
Rabbi Yochanan.
You can't burn it.
Rabbi Yochanan says that. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says yes. Rabbi Yochanan says, when do they disagree? They disagree in hour number six.
And who says you can burn it? Which of the Tanaim?
Rabbi Eliezer says you can't burn it.
Why?
Because that's a side issue. It's not a guess. That's not
you
a
can't
guess.
Eat it. It's like okay.
The machloikis is can you burn it? Hour number six. Hour number seven. You can certainly burn it. That implies what about hour number four and hour number five?
According to everybody,
you cannot burn it.
Correct.
Cannot burn.
According to everybody. Right.
What do you mean? It's hoylech liibud. It's downstream.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, so therefore, what do you learn from this? That Rabbi Yochanan is coming to disagree with the entire page Gemara we learned yesterday.
Right.
That's the point of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Amalei in. So the Gemara says,
how many
excellent.
Lines from the...
Right smack
Amalei
in the
I
center.
Have it, I have it.
So the Gemara says, in, excellent. Correct. What's the problem? Who's stopping you? In a chanami. You hit the nail on the head. We got no problem with this. Rabbi Yochanan Taka learns, that it's an issue of the issue deraisa. When is it also? When is it mutter? It has nothing to do with the lamdis. Nothing to do with the lamdis of hoylech liibud. It has nothing to do with the lamdis of hoylech liibud. It's a matter of iser veheter, aser mutter, and that the whole different halach in the mission which Rashi explained. It manami. The Gemara says what you were mechaving to was stated explicitly. It manami. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Mas Nisan, what's the case of the Mishnah? Ba'av hatumah d'oraisa, uvlad hatumah d'rabbanan, umay midivrehem. It's we're dealing over here with an iser d'oraisa
and
iser
d'rabbanan. And by the way, you said before vlad hatumah is referring to
d'rabbanan.
Talking about
shlishi
tumah, no.
Shlishi, it's a shlishi. No, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Mas Nisan ba'av hatumah d'oraisa. We're warming a ride. We're dealing over with two pieces of meat. One piece of meat is an av hatuma de'oraisa.
Yeah.
The other piece of meat is a shlishi midrabanan.
Yeah.
Midrais, it's really tohor. And yet, what does it say in the Mishnah? You're allowed to burn something which is tahar d'oraisa with something which is tameh midoraisa. So you're making something that is tahar midoraisa tameh. That is a raya to our to Rabbi Yochanan saying that in the sixth hour, are you allowed to eat chametz in the sixth hour? Midoraisa, you're allowed
correct.
But only midrabbanan,
right.
You're not allowed to.
Right.
And even in this case, does Rabbi Yoshua permit you to burn it?
Correct.
So you see that you can burn, you can destroy something which is midoraisa tahar, which midoraisa is mutter. That's the chiddush. That's exactly the point. And this mahalik, the deciding that we learn from this is that only during the sixth hour, during the fifth hour, not. But you have to come and explain that midoraisa it's mutter, and midrabanan it's aser, and even an iser midrabanan makes it equivalent to being tamei, to being matter you to burn it. Masnis b'avutum midoraisa v'vladutum midrabanan ma'ayin midrayim midivrei b'chelim tzkan kohanim. Machlokes b'sheish, he says here b'feirish in the sixth hour, avol b'shev divrei kol sarfin. Good. You happy with this? Next sugya, lema misayle. Let's bring a right to this. Pigel v'hanoyser v'tamei. Okay, three things. Pigel noyser tamei. Ve'sham ay oimrim ein misrafim ke'achas. Unbelievable sugya. Ve'beis hilul oimrim misrafim ke'achas. Are you allowed to burn these three things together in one shot? Why not?
Again, a pigel.
You have three items. You have three items that have to be burnt. Pigel, right? There was a machshava chutz l'zman. You have a piece of meat. You have a carbon that you machshava chutz l'zman.
I think pigel is really chutz l'makom. That's the real
no,
pigel.
No pigel. That's
you
a,
sure?
That's a, yeah, in the Gemara, in the Torah, when the Torah says the word pigel in the Torah, pigel hu lo yeirotzeh. It means chutz l'zman. Chutz l'makom. In the Torah, correct. But in the Gemara. In the Mishnah and the Gemara, the word pigel means one thing only. Chutz l'zman. Absolutely.
How do you know this?
We learned together. We learned Masechta Tzvachim together. We learned this. In the Gemara, the word pigel means one thing only. There were big, in the Torah, you're right. Pigel hu lo yirotze. Rashi there in the pasuk, in that particular pasuk, it means chutz l'makom.
If a noiser is something that has to be eaten to a certain, up
is
to a certain time.
Man.
Right.
It's past his man. Uvatame. Beishamai says, "Ein nishram ka'achas." You know what
Tame means it becomes
tamei. Tamei, touch the dead body.
Beishamai
says, "Nishram ka'achas." So what's the kasha? Look at Rashi. Rashi dibur hamaskel la pigul anoyser. Rabbi Yosi amalei la'el. Become a leiler meir. Baha hu do amar beisil nishram ka'achas. Mishum the pigul anoyser yisuri midaraisa. I will be yisuri drabon and lois shadu l'tumi biyodayim. So what the pigul and the noyser is coming midaraisa. Pigel v'noiser is also midaraisa. I will be surah d'rabon and loy shoril l'tumu b'yodayim. Shemina minay mechal d'bi yedi. There's a diak. Shemina mina miha. However, d'bi isra d'raisa moide rabbi yosi v'avagav d'leka shem tuma alei. Okay, this was the gemara that we did not learn yesterday. Let's go up to the top of the page. Okay, let's go up to the top of the page where the gemara explained this. At the top of the page, pigel v'noiser. Look at the Rashi. We don't need to come to learn the word. You need to explain this with the gemara on the top. Pigel v'hanois at the very top rash, the top line.
Yeah.
Shel kodashim, v'tame, basar kodesh nitma, the kalam perik acharon, the gozhu alein sheyitmu es hayadayim, v'afish ein oichel v'tame adam. Gozhu aleihen l'tame mio es adam, v'loi l'tame es aguf mishum chashtei kuhuna, v'atzilei koyhanim k'nefarash hasan. So we have here a piece of meat, and the piece of meat came in contact with the sheretz. The halacha is meat, food does not have the ability to metame a human being. That's the halacha. The halacha is meat cannot, does not have a koyach.
Only objects.
Only a sheretz or a zav, a zava, a nida, yoledes.
So it's like tumuna on basar?
Basar can be metame another piece of basar.
Right.
But a piece of basar cannot,
which tame cannot metame
a human being. A piece of basar
cannot be metame
a human being. However, midrabanan, a piece of basar that's tamei is metame shnius. It makes your hands, only your hands. You don't need to go to mikvah. You just need
that's
to
called shnius.
Shnius. You just need to go to mikvah. Okay, so Nachmol, Rabbi Abba,
just have to go to, even though the whole guf is not tamei.
No, you have to go to nitilas yadayim. Or nitilas yadayim. So Nachmol, the Rimba Rash, the Kaimel Perik Achron, the Gozra Alein, Basar Kodesh Nidma, the Kaimel Perik Achron, the Gozra Alein, Sheyitmu Es HaYodayim. Basar Tamei Kim Yim Tam Diyodayim. the af al pish ein oichol v'tami adam gazu alein l'tami miyas es al yadayim v'loy l'tami yasuk v'shem chashid, not the whole body. Why would they machem it to me v'tami the yadayim in order the kohen should not become lazy? Mishum chashde kohuna v'atzle kohuna k'nefeshin chosam. Fine. V'afilu hachi, here's the one that we need. The islu al alayu tomo drabonon or beshamai the ein sarfen pigul v'noyser she'ein t'meim min ha'toyra period ima t'meya shub t'meim min ha'toyra the kol shekein. So pigul and noyser, here's the chiddush, pigul and noyser have no tomo at all midaraisa. Okay, the pigul v'noyser she'ein t'meim min ha'toyra. That's right. Pigul and noyser, just because the boser is pigul or it's noyser, it's not t'meim.
What do you mean?
If you haven't,
it doesn't come tummy through pigle nose.
No, the fact that it's pigle, achilas pigle is nisakoris.
Correct. That's not tummy.
It's not tummy.
Yeah.
Now, bosa that's tummy, does it have the ability to be metame, another piece of bosa?
Yeah.
No. I'm sorry, you're right.
A human being, a person.
All right. You're right. First, the ain seven pigle v'noisar she ain tamei min ha'toyra imatamei shoot tamei min ha'toyra. You're not allowed to burn it together. You know why you're not allowed to burn it together?
Why?
Because when the tamei piece of tamei of meat touches the pigle and the noisar, it's going to make a tamei. You're not allowed to be mitamei b'sar kodesh.
Right.
Oh, but you'll ask.
You can't eat it
in any way. Doesn't matter. Hay luchud v'hay luchud. It's you're not allowed to eat it, but just because you're not allowed to eat it, it's still tahar. So if you're going to take a piece of pigle and you're going to burn it together with a piece of meat that's tameh, the piece of meat that's tameh is going to make the piece of pigle tameh. That's terrible because the piece of meat that's pigle is tahar and there's an isra d'araisa to be metameh besar kodesh.
Right.
So Beis Shammai says, don't you dare do it. Don't burn together meat that's tameh together with pigul v'noiser, because pigul v'noiser min ha'toyra is tahar, and by the way, midrabanan pigul v'noiser is tamei midrabanan. But midraisa
and why nafkim and midrabanan? It can be mitama.
We'll see now, but we'll see. But right now, pigul v'noiser is tamei min ha'toyra, and the piece of meat here is tamei. This tamei midraisa. If you're going to take this piece of meat that's tamei midraisa and have it touch the pigul and the noiser, what's going to happen? It's the touch pigle noiser, so the pigle and the noiser are now going to become tamei.
With the raisa.
The kol shekain, if this is going to be us, the kol shekain bitruma tohoru tamei.
Are you still learning the Rashi?
Yafilu beisila loy kashari elamishum the isle pigle the noiser tuma drabanan.
The kol shekain, bitruma tamei.
You're not allowed to burn truma. You're not allowed to burn together truma tohoru.
Yeah.
Im truma tamei.
Yeah.
We have truma that is tahira.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to burn together.
Yeah, yeah.
Pigul v'noiser, which is tahira, yeah, with yeah. which is with tamea. Certainly, you're not allowed to go burn truma tahira with tamea. It's the same idea.
Meaning, but
because truma is mutter, you're allowed to eat it. Exactly.
Right,
you're technically allowed to eat it.
Yeah.
Beis Hillel says no. Beis Hillel basically is the same shita as Rabbi Yoshua. Beis Hillel says you are permitted to burn pigul noisar together with tamei. You're allowed to. Why? Why are you allowed to? Because midrabanan, there is tuma on pigul v'noisar. There is a tuma derabanan pigul v'noisar. Okay, that is the sugya. Now take that sugya. Now let's go back to our Gemara. What's the kasha? Now we go back to our sugya.
But what does Rashi say? Philip Basil Lakashru?
Beis Hillel says it's permitted.
What is Lakashru?
Loikoshare, to be mat, permit.
Oh, Lakashare. He's saying, why is it permitted?
Right.
Because the Rabbanan, therefore.
Now we go back to our Gemara, jump down to a little bit, listen halfway down. Lema Misaila, bring a raya. Here's the raya. Ha pigul vahanois vahatame. We have three things. Beshamay oimim ein nisham kachas. Why? Because the tamei is going to be metame, the pigle, the noiser. Minatoyra, pigle, the noiser is tahar. And when the tamei touches pigle, the noiser is going to become tamei. So don't do it. So what's the raya? The raya is from Beis Hillel. We want to bring a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. We're bringing a raya to Rabbi Yochanan from Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel says that something which is tahar min ha-toyra, but it's Tameh Midrabanan, can be contaminated to become biblically Tameh. What's the lamdis? The lamdis is once something cannot be eaten, it's asa to eat, it's asa b'achila. Isra achila itself is a form of tuma. That's the lamdis of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan understands the mission. Rabbi Yochanan understands the lamdis of Rabbi Yoshua. The lamdis is something which you're not allowed to eat, even if you're not allowed to eat it midrabanan. That is an essence tuma. That is essence tuma. So even though it's only also to eat midrabanan, that creates a form of tuma, and it's tuma. So once it's tuma, you can burn one tuma with another item that is tuma. We saw the exact same principle in Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says we have pigul and noisar. Pigul and noisar are osra ba'achila. If it's osra ba'achila, this creates a tuma, basically.
So why do you have to come onto the on tuma d'rabbanan then?
Why do you have to come to what?
Come to Beis Hillel. He says the reason why you're allowed over because it's anyway tuma d'rabbanan.
That's
why
can't
means. You come with this?
That's what it
since
means.
You can't eat
it's
it.
All toli zebe zed.
No, since it's pigul, it's if
it's tuma d'rabbanan.
It's like,
pigul and noisar is only by the way.
Oh, that's the reason why it's tuma d'rabbanan because the mere fact it prevents it because you can't eat it.
You can't eat it. This creates a tuma. Words of Rashi, always come back to the words of Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi really says the whole daf in a few words. Ein lecha tuma gedola mizu. What does it mean, tuma? You know, this goes into the whole shayla. The whole shayla will give an isur d'rabbanan. Can an isur d'rabbanan become a deraisa? Yeah, this line with Dini Mominus. When the rabbanan were misaking something, can the din of d'rabbanan become a din deraisa? You have a lois sasur. Lois sasur we call asher yom lecharimin usmal.
Right.
So every single midrabbanan should be a din deraisa. Where are you going?
The Gemara says that. Because the Gemara says, how could you say Ashik can shum twice with someone on a mitzvah de Rabbanan?
So here, this is exactly the law.
Not a mitzvah
if
of the Rabbanan.
If the Rabbanan said you're not allowed to eat it, it's tameh. When some tuma, we look at tuma as some type of supernatural koyach. There's a sheretz, there's a zav, a nida yoledes, there's a dead body. Oh, there was contact. Oh. There's a supernatural koyach of tumah.
Right.
So if you don't have the cheftza, the sheretz, you don't have the dead body, you don't have, then there's no tumah. You can't create, you can't make artificial tumah.
Right.
It's either it's tumah or it's not tumah. Right. You can't create a dead body. See what it is or it's not.
Right.
Along comes Rabbi Yochanan. No, that's not what tumah means. At least not in this context. Tumah represents, if you're not allowed to eat it, if there's an isur de oraisa to eat it, this itself, or even isur de rabbanan, if you are instructed that it cannot be eaten, that creates tuma. So it doesn't need to be, it can be a creation even mid rabbanan. If the rabbanan come along and they declare, this item cannot be eaten, once a food item is off limits in your mind, because of takanas chazal, mimela, it's tuma.
What are the
it doesn't need to come into contact with a dead body. Once the Rabbanan said,
what are the ramifications of that?
What? So now you're allowed to burn it. You're allowed to have. You're allowed to take it and have it actually touch something which is mamash tamei deraisa.
Right.
If you have a piece
of meat.
I'm asking
you something else now. And does it have such a koyach to transmit tuma to a different item that's tar?
So only yodayim, it says that when it came to pigul noiser, it doesn't have it. The rabbanim is a special gzeira that it's metame yodayim. That's not a real type of tumah. Only yodayim.
Oh.
But if he comes the pashas, it becomes then with tumah deraisa. Once something, according to Rabbi Yeshua, is off limits, you are not allowed to eat it. Once you cannot eat it, Rashi's words, that itself creates tuma. If it's now tuma deraisa, there's no harm if you take this
correct,
piece of meat
correct.
And you touch it with something else.
Right,
becomes tuma that you're allowed to burn truma. So that's exactly what it says over here. Over here we have exactly the situation. We have pigul, noisar. Pigul and noisar, there is no substance of tuma. There's no sheretz. There's no dead body. The only thing we know about pigul and noisar is that you're not allowed to eat it. But that not being allowed to eat it ki'ilu makes it tame. It's off limits. So therefore, that's why you're allowed to go burn it together with a piece of meat that's tame deraisa. Ha'pigul v'noisim v'shama v'mim inish 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 v'shama So the Gemara says, no, it's not a raya. Don't make me a raya. No, thank you. Shani chasam de islu tuma midrabanon. So the Gemara wants to say, no, it's not a raya because it does have a tuma midrabanon. Now, what do you mean by that? Not because of the issa. So there's a lot you have to split hairs here in this Gemara. It's a very lumshu Gemara. That's why there's so many Rashis. Look at the Rashi. Rashi says, Shani chasam mecholoi mistayel Rabbi Yochanan. The afilu, what's that word there?
B'sheva.
Eimolach the pligur of Yosi in the seventh hour. Even in the seventh hour, what are you wearing a mask for? What are you putting on a mask for?
I have COVID in my
house. Who's in the house?
My daughter.
She has COVID? She okay? How does she feel?
Before Shalem.
Does she feel okay? Before Shalem Bukharev. So what are you going to do now, Shalemi? I think you should come to shul.
Now I can come to
shul. You should come to shul. You're safer in shul now.
Now I can come to learn.
You know.
To come to shul. Come right now.
You know Rabbi Yaakov Levitz is in the hospital.
I know. Is he okay?
I don't know.
So he's in the hospital?
Levitz. Rabbi Yaakov Levitz is in the hospital.
Yaakov and Sima.
How is he? Any update?
He's getting the treatment. Does his shin be okay?
Oh, my. Okay.
Rashi. Rashi. Hasam loy mistayel Rabbi Yochanan afilu b'sheva emolach. Even the seventh hour, I'll tell the plea Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi. V'yav gav yisur the asira choyel ve'ein alech shem tuma loy mitamin alei v'chad demoy the pigul v'noisam mishum the is alei shem tuma d'rabban. It's not a raya, because that the case over there is where there is a real tuma. By us, in the seventh hour, it's Tohar Lagamri. We have never heard Chazal gave, what's the difference? Pigel v'noiser, here's an afkamina. Pigel v'noiser touches another piece of meat. What happens to the other piece of meat, midrabanan? It becomes tame. If you have in your possession a piece of pigel or a piece of noiser, min ha-toira, there is no tumah whatsoever. Correct, Shlomi?
Yeah.
Piece of pigel and noiser, min ha-toira, there's no tumah. But midrabanan, it's an avatumah.
Yeah.
Midrabanan, it's an avatumah. So if this piece of pigel and noiser touches another piece of meat, that other piece of meat becomes tame. Truma, in the seventh hour, it's asa behana. Correct? What happens if truma touches another piece of food? Nothing happens. Just because it's osur, it does not have the koyach.
They only made that decree only by
tame.
They only made the gezerah only on pigul and noise.
Right. So Rabbi Yochanan here says an incredible. Rabbi Yochanan is an incredible chiddush. Is that once something is osur ba'achila, you create an artificial tumah. You want to bring a raya from pigul and noiser. Pigul and noiser, you're allowed to burn together with tame. Oh, pigul and noiser is tar min atayra. So you see, you can burn together. Excuse me, pigul and noiser, you're right, min atayra is tar, but the Rabbanan gave it a real tum of substance. Ad kidei kach, that if pigul and noiser were to touch something else, it would be metame, that other piece of meat. But truma, even though truma is also behana, and you're not allowed to eat truma, but truma is still tahira. So that's not relevant to our discussion. We're trying to find the hecha timsa where something be'etzem is tahar, and if the proof is, the litmus test is, if this item were to touch something else, what were to happen? If you have truma tahira in the seventh hour, and it makes contact with another piece of food, with another piece of food.
That's tar.
Does that other piece, nothing happens?
No, of course
nothing.
Not, no.
Nothing. Oh, so yet you're telling me you're allowed to burn it. You're allowed to burn it together with truma tame. You're allowed to burn it. Because we're going to treat it as if it's tame. How could that be? So what is your answer? There are two types of tuma. There's a tuma of substance, which means that if it'll touch something else, it'll be metame. But for burning truma, you don't need that. For burning truma, all you need is that it should be asa b'achila. Once you're not allowed to eat it, it's off limits. This creates a form of tuma, which already permits you to burn it. So you want to bring a raya from the case of pigle noiser, because pigle noiser mahava means the same thing. Because pigle noiser minatar is tar, but you're not allowed to eat it, and you're not allowed to eat it yet. Even though you're not allowed to eat it, you're allowed to burn it together with real basa that's tameh. So you see, you see that we consider it to be tameh. The Gemara says no. Pigle and nois, the reason why we consider it to be tummy is because their chazal didn't just tell you, it's not just you're not allowed to eat it. They actually gave pigle and noiser a tumma of substance. To the degree that if it were to touch something else, that other object would become tummy. That is not relevant to our discussion here of chuma in the seventh hour, where if it were to touch something else.
I just asked you that. You said it only goes as far as being metame the hands, but nothing else.
No, for a person, it only goes so far to be metame the hands of a human being.
And what about something else?
But meat, yes.
Oh, it could be metame.
Yes.
Oh, I asked you that before. Oh.
I made a mistake. I'm sorry then. Meat, it can be metame. So Mama, you cannot bring a raya from pigle and noisa to the case of chuma. Okay, we're learning a very big yisrael.
By the way, what was the reason when Rashi explained? Because the reason at Slonim.
That's different. The reason why they made the hands shnius is because we don't want the kohen to become lazy. We don't want the kohen to get lazy and allow meat to become noiser and allow meat to become pigle. Because if you tell kohanim don't be lazy, we don't care. But when you tell kohanim there are consequences, then now that it became
noiser,
it's tameh.
They're going to be more careful that they shouldn't have any leftovers or pickle.
Right. Just an incentive. Okay, so back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, let's bring a raya. The Gemara says, no.
It says kohanim was the reason. Okay, whatever.
Let's bring a raya. No, Shani Rasam, the Islu Tumah Midrabanan. We gave it a substance. The Tznan. Look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Apikul Vanoisim Mitaman. It says, Beferish, Mitaman Esayodayim. It has a koyach of tumah.
Yeah.
To koyach to metame yodayim and to metame other piece of meat, it also can be metame.
Yeah.
So therefore, this is not a raya. Look at the Rashi Mukhul again. The Rashi over here says, "Shani lasam the mecholay loy mistayil le Rabbi Yochanan. I feel b'sheva imalach the plig Rabbi Yosef. That he holds that you're not allowed to burn it. Oh, v'yavagav the asira hoil v'inal Hashem tumah. There's no tumah. Shuma in the seventh hour is tahira. You want to go say that because you're not allowed to eat it, that creates tumah. Whoever says such a thing, loy metamin alei." There's a real substance of tumah. That's the Chazal gave it a much more powerful dikah to the tumah. So the two are not equivalent. Shlomo, you go with this?
Yeah.
Vaita. I'm sure you saw Zev. You go with this?
Yeah, Baruch Hashem. Yeah.
Leima Masal. Bring another raya.
One second.
Pass next raya. A raya to Rabbi Yochanan.
One second. Which?
We want to bring a raya to Rabbi Yochanan's yisoid.
Yeah, yeah.
His yisoid is, his incredible yisoid is that it's something that is osur be'achila.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though we don't find Chazal giving it a din of tumah,
yeah,
it's still tameh. It has a different dimension of tumah,
and therefore you could burn it.
You can burn it because the only time you're not allowed to burn, you're not allowed to burn shuma tahira, but you're allowed to burn shuma tameah. So what's called shuma tameah? Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah the word shuma tameah allowed to burn. It's we derive it. So when we derive that you're allowed to burn Truma Temeah, Rabbi Yochanan's Yisoid is, what is called Temeah? There's a Tuma, when something is Asa Ba'achila, Ein Lecha Tuma Gedoyla Mizu. That's his Yisoid. Even if the physical piece of the physical object cannot contaminate something else, cannot be Metame Yodayim, and cannot contaminate another piece. That's his Yisoid. We want to bring a Raya from the next case. Pasha ifisha, bread that has spoiled. Okay, it's become rotten.
What kind of pasha we're talking about?
Truma. Wow. I think it's truma. Let's see. Maybe I'm mistaken. Let's see. We'll see in a moment. We have pasha ifisha, v'nifsla, melech ala adam. It's no longer edible for human consumption. However, yakelev yachal lachla. But a dog can still eat it. Okay?
Yeah.
It's still fit for animal consumption. Metame tumas oicholim b'chabeitza. So it still retains its truma. V'nisrefes im hatmeya bepesach, and it can be.
One second, what?
We have bread. That's the bread over here. The bread over here is bread of the bread here. What kind of bread are we dealing with over here? Pasha, so the nifsla mi machmas, it's no longer edible. Truma, right, it's truma. Okay? We're dealing with truma. Bread, that's truma.
Nee.
A slice of bread, that's truma.
So if it's not edible.
And it's not edible for human consumption. But it's edible for a dog. Like, so the rule is, as long as a dog can eat it, it still has the status. We want to welcome Rabbi. We want to welcome Rabbi Sholim into the Beis Medrash. Okay, so we have over here the akel of yochel lochla. The dog can eat mitame tumas becholim bechabeitza. It has the koyach of tumah. It's still tame. Okay, it has all the rules of tumah.
Why?
Because it's edible for a dog. As
but
long.
But where do we see it's mitame?
If it became tame. If it became
tame. Oh, we're talking about tame. Past that's tame.
Yes.
Okay.
It still maintains the koyach of tame. It can be metame. And in order, and there's a general rule, in order for a food to be metame, it needs a minimal shear. A mashu of food is not metame. In
right.
order for a food to be metame, it must be the size of a beitza, an egg. Okay? If it's less than the size of a beitza, it does not have the koyach to be metame. You need a minimum shear. It can become tame. A food can become tame, even a mashu, but in order for a food to be metame, something else,
has to be a kebaya.
The must be a beitza. V'nishrefes matame. Now here's the chiddush. And let's say now it's Erev Pesach, and you want to burn it, and you want to burn it with a piece of meat, you want to burn it with mamish.
The Pesach that's tame.
Tame be Pesach. So what's the kash? The kash over here is midaraisa. We want to say the midaraisa. It's not a food. Once it's nifsal me'achilas kelef.
No, we're talking about what it's not nifsal el'achilas
kelef. Arvazach el'achilas adam. So minat toira, it's tohira. It's not food. It's only midrabanan. It's only midrabanan. And yet, what are we saying? It's truma. Look at this. We have here truma, which minatoyra is really tohira,
yeah.
And we're letting you be mitame this piece of truma. And this has no substance. If this thing were to touch something else, minatoyra would not have the ability to touch it. Why then is it asr? Why then is it called tame? Because Chazal told you don't eat it. So it's purely an isr of not eating. And even when it's an isr of not eating, even there Chazal say we treat as tame. It's the same principle. That's the raya. The Fuhr Shlema.
Fuhr Shlema, I get to that, thank you.
I don't know what I have to do.
Call the CDC. Call the CDC, ask them. They know everything. They know everything. They're geniuses.
Thank you.